Niger is going through a very challenging time during this period of flooding because Niger is already facing the food crisis that started earlier this year, affecting more than 5.5 million people. Now, additionally, Niger is suffering floods that is affecting 500,000 people, and thousands of people have been forced from their homes because their houses have crumbled under the rains and under the floods that the river Niger has caused so far.
How is your organization Oxfam responding to this situation?
Since Oxfam has been active in Niger for quite a number of years now, Oxfam has been able to respond with a number of distributions to flood-affected people in Niamey and Tillabéri. And we are currently also starting distributions in Zinder and Maradi. The items that Oxfam is distributing include buckets, mosquito nets, mats, blankets, and together with other organizations who are distributing cash grants, for example, we are trying to cover the needs of the most affected people.
I understand as a temporary measure, the schools there are sheltering a lot of the flood victims. So how is that affecting the schools since this is the beginning of a school year there? And also, how is it affecting the children and their families?
Well, the fact that many flood-affected people have sought refuge in schools in Niger, especially in and around the capital, Niamey, is a very big problem because the schools have had to delay the beginning of the school year so far by 2 weeks. And the government and organizations are trying to find a solution to solve this urgent matter. On top of that, the classrooms are not in the same condition anymore after these families will have left. So it is quite a burden on the students whose school year is being delayed, as well as on the government who is trying to organize for the school system to be rehabilitated to the right conditions for the students to start school again.
In addition to the emergency assistance that is being provided right now, looking ahead to the future, what are some long-term solutions that are being looked at to try to avoid this situation of flooding in the future?
Well, the government has mechanisms in place which is trying to prepare the country for such disasters, but with increasingly frequent natural disasters in the region and in the country, this is a very tough challenge. Now, the Nigerian government is trying to increase the resilience of the population, for example, by also relocating people to higher ground. And this is a question that the government was facing already in 2010 during the floods. And now that the floods of this year have reinforced the need for people to go live on higher ground, while at the same time still facing droughts, which actually draw people closer to the water. So it is a real issue, a real problem for everyone, and a question that we really need to address very seriously.